Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 482, New Year Resolution Time. Yep, here we are, coming to the end of 2025, December 29th, 2 days away. Oh my goodness. Set it a bunch, I'll probably set it next year. Boy, where'd the time go? It's just been absolutely flying. I want to thank you, though, for spending time with me. You guys are really just the tops. I appreciate you reaching out, your kind words. I enjoyed one social post of someone who got the book Awe for their Christmas after listening to the podcast. Those things, they mean a lot to me. So thank you guys, one and all. This podcast is being recorded using Adobe Beta Podcast with their AI voice enhancement. Now remember, you can head to the website, moosepeterson.com. There will be a blog post for the podcast. Normally has a photograph there that something I've talked about during the podcast, any links for anything I've talked about, gear, books, what have you. All that's there on the website. But you can also listen to the podcast, download it from all your favorite locations such as iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, all those places, they're all there for you. And Spotify and YouTube, you can leave comments. We can have a conversation. There is a link there on the blog post on my website. If you want to email me, got, you know, suggestions or what have you for the podcast, feel free to reach out. So what's going to happen this first year? I don't know about you, but keep hearing all these predictions from people. It's like, and you go back and you look, they were wrong last year. Why should they be right for the next year? And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have any predictions other than what I know I'm going to try to do to improve on my own photography and business and person. So it's kind of time to be reflective and kind of time to be interjective and time to be motivated, right? Speaking of which, we'll talk about my good friends Bedford, bedfords.com, who will be with me in 2026 as sponsors of the Moose Podcast. And those folks, you know, they've got a big thing going on with all the odds and ends. We like to just put on the umbrella accessories right now that we kind of depend on. I've been busy getting things like hot shoe mounts for mics and batteries and cables and all that little stuff here and there that I'm really tired of cables that end up breaking, especially right when you need it. So I end up getting two, and Bedford's has them. They got them in stock. They have options. They have knowledge. They have that for every brand, every tool you can imagine. That's what makes them so just spectacular, as well as pricing and service that you depend on. And you're one of the seven stores. You call them up or online. Bedford's, I mean, they are just the cat's meow when it comes to taking care of us photographers. And I thank them for their sponsorship, their support, and making photography just a little bit funner when it comes to buying that gear. Bedford's, bedfords.com. New Year resolution time. Heard a couple interesting editorials about resolutions and their usefulness. And to me, it's just New Year's resolution is just another way of saying making your goals for the next 12 months, which I like to make goals for myself. I've already started, actually, a couple days in advance by going through my files through Bridge and looking at what gear I had shot with the last 18 months. A little bit more than a year, last 8 months. And so some of the dead wood, it's boxed up and is sold and gone. Some of it is going to be replaced with newer gear. But that's kind of the first thing I wanted to think about for the resolution is getting rid of some of the dead wood. And why am I thinking about dead wood so much? Is because I'm out bucking all these trees that blew down, which finally is, we've got that all finished yesterday or the day before. It was delightful 8 degrees. So it's a little cold about bucking wood, but you know, deadwood, when it comes to photography, be it cables or batteries or filters, clearing that stuff out. I went through my batteries that I had, quite a few batteries for like the Z8, Z6III, what have you. And I always write on the battery the date that they were acquired. But I got them all out, charged them up, ran them through to see how they were doing. And some of the older ones, three of them, I think, hit the recycle pile. Yeah, just boom. And I actually went out and got the small rig batteries, which have this incredible reputation for lasting longer in the camera and on in use. And so far, I've only had them for about a month, but they do last 10-15% longer in the cameras, which to me makes a big difference. And I'm talking about cold conditions as well. They charge up just the same speed. But when you buy those batteries, pay attention. It says cycle them three times before you just start, you know, doing a partial charge here and there. It says it right in the instructions, cycle them three times first. So that was the first part of the resolution, is to get rid of some deadwood, which includes also some software and some older files, NEFs, that I don't know why I kept them. I'm not going to finish them or use them. So I cleared up some hard space and got rid of those things. Part of the New Year's resolution. The next kind of goes hand in hand. And I really, as I was looking at some of the gear that was just not producing anything, and that's because I've just been changing the way I'm shooting, what I'm shooting, when I'm shooting it, I noticed that I was not shooting as much the fourth quarter of the year as I had the first three, especially the second quarter. In fact, nowhere near the amount of productivity, which, be honest with you, was a little bit alarming. So then I started looking at my calendar, and yeah, I found reasons, excuses, not to get out and shoot, get off my butt and do some shooting. So I made some mental notes and some lists of all those excuses I made so I don't make them again. So really top my list is to shoot more. And right here in my own backyard was definitely part of it. While I was out bucking those trees, I did find some new really nice perches that I put out. So I'm inspired now by the new deadwood perches to go out and photograph, video those critters on those perches. So shooting a lot more. How much more? I figured, looking percentage-wise, about 15% more per month. So that means about 4 to 6 hours more per month, or an hour a week, hour and a half a week. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. The next thing on my resolution list, which, I've started as well, and that's what kind of inspired me that I really need to get my tuchus and gear, is, in quotes, mastering video production. That has to include everything from the shooting part, which you got to get right in the camera, or else you're in just really steep curve finishing on the computer. So I got to get much better at that. And with the Nikon ZR and the RED technology, that opens up really a whole lot more into, well, they use the word cinematic, and I'm afraid to use that word about my video, because to me it's nowhere near cinematic. But working towards where at the end of 2026, I would like to feel comfortable finishing a video like I do finishing a NEF file. And to me, that's, I've started, been watching, I went to class for a couple of weeks, and then I started watching Premiere Gal, a really good YouTube set of classes. I even ordered one of those key shortcut overlays that so I can help me learn some of the keyboard shortcuts to working in Premiere. And Premiere is the one I'm going to stick with. Yeah, there's many options. I've already started with Premiere, been using it for a while. It's also in the Adobe family, so some of the logics, a tiny bit, kind of carries over, which helps me. I have found that it's a bit of a challenge. It just seems like a really lofty New Year's resolution for myself to quote unquote master video, but I'm going to give it a real shot. And not that I'm going to be turning around and teaching any of those skills. I can't imagine my getting to that point. But that's a big part of what I'm going to do in 2026. And speaking of video, the other thing that I want to work on, which I have said before and have really not been too successful, I'm not talking about weight loss because that kind of comes there too, is I want to put out more YouTube videos that just have some basic ways of helping folks, no matter where you are in your photography, whether it's just starting out or you've been doing it for since dirt like myself, little simple things that I have come across that can help you. One should be, I'm going to start one posted this week. And my lofty goal is to a month, which kind of, you think about it, goes hand in hand with my idea of quote unquote mastering video, because instructional videos, part of that word is video. So learning how to do that for me is actually going out and doing it. And I've kind of started, and poor Maggie and Sharon, as I keep doing all these tests, and they are my test subjects. And some of the test subjects, yes, are as myself and learning how to try to be a one-person operational video team is a little bit of a challenge too. So that's, I kind of like the challenge. It fits the wheelhouse on both accounts because you have to get it right in the camera. That's it. Otherwise, they're, you know, you're shooting 30 or 60 or 120 frames per second, and you do a simple 10-minute video, well, think how many frames there is, and if you goof up, you have to correct each one of those frames. You might as well just shoot me now. There is no paycheck, payday that's going to get me doing that stuff. Not in my wheelhouse. So forcing me to get it right, that's a biggie. And you just have to start off, for example, with a clean sensor, because you can't have a dust spot in the middle of your forehead, because it's going to be there. Now, the other thing about the instructional videos is I've got lots of email from you folks, and I appreciate the emails and things you like to learn more about how I do. I had this one. It had me laughing in stitches this week. He said, not that I want to copy you. I do like some of your photographs, but I really like to know how you get through Adobe Camera Raw so quickly. Not that I want to use your system, but I'm hoping that if I saw your system, I might be able to figure out my own. And I was like, boy, that is perfect. That summarizes kind of the goal. So the first series, for lack of better terms, I'm going to do is on my basic Adobe Camera Raw workflow from NEF to PSD. And to do that, like so many things in life, I had to do all these other things first to get to that point. One of those things was to get a new studio built, which I have now got done. And I got the new desk and lights and everything set up so I can kind of have a more polished looking, I hate to use the word professional, but let's just say that it looks like I care about what I'm doing and presenting to you. And Adobe Camera Raw kind of comes, it's going to, I don't know if it's going to two or three parter yet. Definitely won't be one. So they're a little bit on the shorter side. that helps you just simply, kind of ingest it a little bit easier. And then, of course, you always got, since the video, the pause button. But boy, putting those out together the way I want to, there's a lot of forethought. I mean, not that I'm writing scripts, but you got to do screen captures and this and that. And I already started, and I'm like, I went through about 7 minutes, and I realized I didn't have a bunch of screen captures I wanted to illustrate my point. It's like, so then you stop, and then I have to. So anyway, that's my other goal. And I'm trying to keep my resolutions on the short side, not a long list, because I know from my own personal past experience that the more complicated, the longer I make it, the less I accomplish. So hopefully with that, it gives you some insight for yourself, for your own goals for 2026 that can help you move your photography forward. And that's why this podcast exists and why it will continue to help you move your photography forward. I love hearing from you. If I can help you any way I can, that's why I'm here. That's why Nikon has me as an ambassador to help inspire and mentor the best I can for you and your own photographic goals. Can't ask you enough, though, to share those images. The world needs to see that beauty that's out there, and we need to see it more often. And if I can do anything to help that for you, man, I am all yours. You folks have a very happy and safe new year here in a couple days. I'm going to see you next year. At least I'm going to be talking with you next year a whole lot. You take care. Thanks for a marvelous 2025. And remember to make every click your story.